Global temperatures increasing. Fight for socialism. Lewis Rees, Liverpool Socialist Party. In recent months, global temperatures have surged, marking the hottest period in recorded history with an alarming average increase of 1.22 degree Celsius from pre-industrial levels. Here, this year's February was the hottest, the same for each of the previous 9 months. This concerning trend should surely resonate with those in positions of power, urging them to take the necessary action to stop it. However, because of their continued inaction, it is the silent majority that stands to bear the brunt of the impending climate catastrophe. The number of climate-induced refugees has surpassed those displaced by escalating conflicts and wars worldwide. A poignant example is the 2022 flood in Pakistan, displacing 8 million and affecting the lives of 33 million people. Young people are calling out for change, angry at a system that will rob us of our future. While climate change campaign groups often call for a radical societal transformation and immediate action, there remains a gap in providing the comprehensive socialist program needed to combat these issues. Ed Brower, U.S. energy editor of the Financial Times, boldly asserts that capitalism won't deliver the energy transition fast enough. Without a distinct and incisive critique of the roots of climate change, seeing it as a product of capitalism's production for profit, based on competing nations, parties, and groups simply claiming to be green can't offer a clear path forward. We will need a socialist solution to the climate catastrophe and a fight for a planned socialist transition that prioritizes the needs and concerns of the majority over a select few. This would have to be democratically planned by the working class and, based on nationalization of the polluting industries, the banks and big business, to prevent climate catastrophe without workers and the poor having to pay for it.